One by one, four C-130s rolled down the tarmac and took off for a foreign destination. Whether it's been Iraq, Bosnia, elsewhere in the world, or even a natural disaster here in the United States, Niagara Falls and the 914th Airlift Wing have played key roles in numerous missions. Many families have had more than one generation serving in this unit and on these planes, including Chris, a lieutenant colonel whose last name was withheld for security reasons.
I love flying low levels. Formation low levels for me are the top-notch thing, but we do a lot of airdrops and air land, night vision goggle stuff for the formation low levels. I'll never forget that.
Soon to take the place of these C-130s will be KC-135 air refueling tankers. Lieutenant Colonel Mark Abels, who is retiring next month, is pleased that the base will still be relevant.
We have no shortage of volunteers, people that are proud to do the job. They leave home for months at a time. And we have families that support this mission, and they have for years and years.
The airbase is also home to remote-controlled drone aircraft operations. The base may have a future, but the days of seeing C-130s in the skies of Niagara Falls are ending. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.